Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Reading the Bible was pretty dry and didn't make a lot of sense until a teacher came in that was anointed by God and began to teach, and it opened up the scriptures to me. It more than just made revelation. There are emotions, there are feelings, there are motivations. Mm-hmm. Everything is not black and white. If it's black and white, it's dead.
Yeah.
If there's an impartation that makes these people come alive in the scriptures and makes the scriptures alive to you, you know, how did David feel about when he was going to go out and fight Goliath?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rather than just reading the story, which doesn't really do a lot for you because you're not there, but if you have an anointed teacher that can give you the emotion, they give you thinking about the characters of the Bible, so they come alive to you. They're like real people. Wow. I really never thought that Jesus could sit down and just tell a joke and laugh. Mm-hmm. And he makes it real rather than this austere Jesus that nobody can reach up to.
Right.
It's not real.
Right.
He was a human being.
Mm-hmm.
He put his pants on the same. He went to bathroom. The whole thing. I question myself how long I read the scriptures just as stories.
Right.
That's what we're trying to break out of, is make the word real.
Right.
Make
the
word real for today.
Right.
How
yeah.
about even making it the word real for today, so that it actually means something in your everyday life, and it's not just a bunch of rules and regulations or stories you read in the Bible, and it doesn't mean a doggone thing because it doesn't help you in your everyday life.
Right, right.
That's the difference between an old Bible and a living Bible.
Yeah.
I was thinking today about Philip. He was one of the disciples, and he was taken by this Holy Spirit took him to a road in Ethiopia, and there was a man in a chariot who was reading the word. And he said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "No, I don't have anyone to tell me what it's about." And so he got up and he told him who Christ was and made it real to him, made it come alive to him, so much so that he wanted to be baptized and he wanted to receive the Spirit. He wanted to know, because he was hungry, but there was no one to teach him until Philip came. And it was a relationship. It was a personal thing. It wasn't just the word, because the word can be so austere, can be so, have so much confusion connected with our brains.
Yeah.
You need someone to teach you, to show you, to explain to you, to simply just express what the word is about. And not just the word. To express your heart, to let your heart be seen, let your heart be known, let everything that's within you be known to that person, so that they can see what a walk with God is about.
Right. Back when I was in junior high school, I was in a specific church and location. This guy came to speak and didn't know nothing about him. But I tell you, I wish I could remember his name today, because he expressed to me and my generation in a way that was alive and living. And here's kind of what he did. We all know the story of David when he went from his home to go give food to his brothers and face Goliath, right?
Right.
So this guy says, if you can imagine, David's mom is making up these lamb and cheese sandwiches, putting them together in a little lunch sack for each of his brothers and saying, okay, David, go take them out there in the battle. Go see your brothers and give them to them. And he's taking them out. He puts them in the trunk of his hot rod chariot with mag wheels and a 427 motor driving it. And he went on and on and just, you know, how much rubber he left on the road on his way. And he made it so much alive to who I was at the time that it really had an impact. The two stories that he told is that one with David and the other one was the four lepers. If we stay here, we but die. If we go there, we but die. But he made it so real. And he kind of described these four lepers. You know, you can imagine them. Oh, I lost my ankle over there, you know, as they're running along. And, you know, it's like he made it funny and he made it pretty much kind of real and kind of updated the story. He made the scriptures come alive to me. And because of that, I want to teach the same kind of way. Make it today. Make it alive today. Because the scriptures reveal who Christ is, not necessarily who he was. Because he says, today, if you hear my voice. We've mentioned that so many times. He's a God of today. It has to be alive to people. What did he do today? And how can you share alive what God is doing today?
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.